Please turn with me your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes.
请让我们一起翻到传道书。
In this church, we preach verse by verse, line by line, paragraph by paragraph, and now we're going to preach through a book.
我们在这个教会是一章一节的讲道，但是今天我们要看整本书。
It's important to read scripture in context and not just pull out verses as and where we like.
我们要清楚地认识到书的背景，而不是就是胡乱的，就是断章取义。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, we find that the message here is relevant for today.
在传道书里，我们可以认识到传道书的信息是适合今天的问题。
Solomon, the preacher, as stated in verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 1.
所罗门是传道人，是在传道书第一章第一节提到的。
He says the words of the preacher, those are the first 5 words.
在传道书第一章第一节说，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语。
Which means this whole book is a sermon.
也就是说，这整本书是一篇讲道。
Not just one chapter, but the whole book.
而不只是一章，而是整本书。
And in the context of this message that Solomon has for the assembly, we find that many things are wrong in that world.
在所罗门所给众人所讲的信息里，我们发现到世界有很多事情是错误的。
We see in chapter 4 that there is injustice in this world.
我们在第四章看到这社会上有不公平。
Chapter 5, crooked politics.
在第五章有贪污的政治。
Incompetent leaders in chapter 10.
在第十章有无效的领袖。
And in chapter 8, we find that guilty people who have committed crime continue to commit crime.
在第八章我们也看到违法的人也继续犯罪。
And there's a lot of materialism in this world in chapter 5.
在第五章也看到这世界上有很多虚荣的心。
Does that sound like Solomon's day or our day today?
这听起来像是所罗门那时代的问题还是今天的问题呢？
Clearly it's applicable to today as well.
当然这个信息对今天也是适用的。
See, asI won't be able to read through the whole book with you, but as we go through it, I will highlight a few verses to prove the point that Solomon is trying to make.
我们不会读完整本书，但是我们会在讲到的时候重点的提出一些经节来跟我们讲明所罗门所要给我们的信息。
I strongly encourage you to read through the whole book of Ecclesiastes in one sitting. It takes 26 minutes.
我鼓励你们在利用就是同一时间里读完整本传道书，这只需要用26分钟。
So let's continue on the background of this.
所以让我们来了解这本书的背景。
So with all these problems in life, you might ask, what is the point of life?
所以如果我们读到这些问题的时候，我们或许会问，生活的目的是什么呢？
How are we supposed to live?
我们要如何过活？
Do you ever stop to think why you work so hard?
你是否曾经想过为什么你要这么劳碌的工作呢？
Or do you think why can't you enjoy more of life?
你或许有想过为什么你不可以多享受生命呢？
Isn't the believer and unbeliever the same? We also enjoy that same plate of chicken rice?
信徒和非信徒不是一样的吗？我们不是一同也是享受着同一盘的鸡饭吗？
What's the difference?
这有什么不同？
So here the word of Ecclesiastes.
所以我们就可以读到传道书。
This message is for you today as it is for the people of that day.
这本书的信息是为了是给你的，也是给当时的人的。
Ecclesiastes 1:1-3, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanities of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun?
传道书第一章1到3节说，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
See, let's begin with the preacher. This is King Solomon, whom we're speaking of, who has a lot of wealth, a lot of control, and God has given him a lot of wisdom.
我们先看传道人，传道人是所罗门，是耶路撒冷的王，他是有很多财富，有很多权力，神也给他很多智慧的。
He writes this book not just as a sharing of his experiences, but from the principles that he drew in life.
他写这本书的目的不只是在分享他在生活的经验，也是要分享他在生活中所得到的那个。
You may think that he is being very negative or skeptical or pessimistic. But the truth of the matter is, this book is full of joy and points to us having joy. But there are a few terms we need to explain so that you understand where the book of Ecclesiastes is coming from.
但是在之前我们要先解释一些字，让我们才可以明白这本书的意思。
See, in this book, the word vanity appears about 38 times.
在这本书里，虚空这个字出现了38次。
In different forms, be it Hebel, Habel, Habelim, is the idea of meaninglessemptiness, vapor like.
他的意思就是指没有意义，没有意思，然后又有点像那个泡沫一样。
It is very fleeting and short. That's the idea of vanity.
所以虚空的意思就是很短暂。
Another term we see a lot of is under the sun.
第二个字我们可以看到很多出现很多次的，就是在日光之下。
So Solomon sets the context of life under the sun.
所罗门在这本书的背景就是在日光之下的生活。
And he often highlights how that is done without God.
他时常指出这些生活是没有神的。
The word evil is contrasted many times as well.Fools,
祸患也是时常出现。
And the idea of fools or folly or doing silly things.
愚昧人，愚昧也是时常出现，就是指做那些愚蠢的事情。
But also Elohim, God, appears many times throughout all this folly and grievous evil.
神的这个字 Elohim 也是出现了是。
And interestingly, wisdom appears the most often.
有趣的是，智慧这个词出现了最多次。
This book is about wisdom. It's about wise living, and you'll see in a way.
这本书的关键就是如何有智慧的生活。
So I ask you, are you living wisely?
所以我会问你，你生活中有智慧吗？
Because it's vanity and foolishness to live life under the sun without God.
因为没有神的生活是虚空是愚蠢的，所以我们要有智慧。
So to put it simply, the book of Ecclesiastes can be broken down into three parts.
简单来讲，传道书可以分成三个部分。
So, and this is how Solomon kind of broke it out.So he introduces the problem in chapter 1 to 2.
所以这是他的分段，所以在传道书第一到第二章那里，所罗门先介绍问题。
The problem of how to live this life.
就是生活的问题。
Then in chapter 3 to 10, He elaborates on the different aspects of this problem.
在第三到第十章里，他就开始检查问题，从不同角度来检查问题。
And finally, in chapter 11 to 12, he gives the solution to the problem.
最后在第十一到十二章里，他就给了解决问题的解答。
But as any eager preacher would be, he couldn't wait to the end to give the solution.
但就像所有的兴奋的传道人一样，他没有办法等到最后才给解答。
So throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, he gives us the solution to how we ought to live this life.
所以在整本传道书里面，他就给了我们问题的解答。
So if you break down the problem and the solution found in the book of Ecclesiastes, we find that there are four major areas of the problem.
所以如果我们看那个问题，所以我们可以看到问题有四个部分。
And that at the conclusion of each of these problems, the admonition to us is, please enjoy life in God.
对每一个问题的总结，对我们的那个指导就是我们要享受神的生命。
And so it happens six times. This conclusion of enjoy life, rejoice in the Lord. There's nothing better than to enjoy what God has given you. Happens six times.
这个总结，也就是说，我们要在神那里得到享受，已经出现了六次。
You may think, is it wrong for a Christian to enjoy life?
你或许会想，基督徒享受生命是错误的吗？
But Solomon tells us to enjoy life as God has given you.
但是所罗门跟我们说，我们要根据神所给我们的生命来享受。
So let's examine each of these aspects of the problem, and from scripture and from Ecclesiastes and scriptures, see what the Lord has for us.
所以现在让我们就仔细的看每一个问题。
If you look in just chapter 1, and you just glance through from verse 4 to 11, you will find that he mentions the sun, the wind, the streams, and the sea.
如果我们只是看第一章第四到第十一节里，我们就可以看到，所罗门提到太阳，提到风，提到江河。
All these nature cycles in nature continue in life, round and round 24 hours like your life. You sleep, you wake up, you work, you eat, you sleep. These cycles go on and on and on.
这些自然的规律是不会停止的，就像我们工作，我们起来工一样。
There seems to be a monotony of life.
所以这样的规律看起来像是无味的生命。
You see, in verse 8 and 9, it gets tiring. All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun.
这种无味的生命可以在第一章第八到九节所看到，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。
He's not saying there are no new technologies in life. He's not playing the scientist. He is being the historian.
他不是在讲社会上没有新的发展，他不是做一个科学家，而是以一个历史家来研究。
He's saying that there will be birth, marriage, death.
他是在讲会有出生，会有结婚，会有死亡。
There'll be health, there'll be sickness.
会有健康，会有病。
There'll be things our eyes will never be satisfied with, and our ears will never have enough of.
会有一些事是我们眼看看不饱，耳听听不足的。
That cycle of desires continue.
这个 就是欲望的规律是不停止的。
There's nothing new under the sun.
没有，就是日光之下没有新的事。
And so you work hard each day, but what gain has the worker from all his toil?
所以我们每天都努力的工作，但是我们在劳碌上有什么益处呢？
You see.When you see all this toil and all the skill that comes, is it from the envy of what someone else has?
我们看一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作，是出于灵舍的嫉妒吗？
What is our motivation as Christians to work?
我们身为基督徒，工作的目的是什么呢？
What difference is there?
有什么不同？
If you're not doing it,To the Lord is no different at all.
如果我们不是为神而工作，那就没有不同了。
See, our eyes are never satisfied. In Ecclesiastes 4:8, it continues. One person who has no other, either son or brother, and yet there is no end to all his toils, and his eyes are never satisfied with riches, so that he never asks, "For whom am I toiling and depriving myself of pleasure?" This also is vanity and an unhappy business.
我们的眼没有不会得到满足，这在传道书四章八节可以看到。有人孤单无恶，无子无兄，竟劳碌无息，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说：“我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。”
If you work to give to someone else, your loved one, it might still be vanity.
就算我们劳苦是为了我们所爱的人，这也是虚空的。
If we deprive ourselves of current pleasure, it still might be wrong.
如果我们刻苦自己，不享福乐，这也或许是错的。
So, the point here is, these cycles of life, this constant, repeated work.Rest, earn, it becomes meaningless if God is not in the picture.
重点就是，如果我们不停的工作，不停的赚钱，但是如果不是为了神，这到头来都是无益的，是虚空的。
See, although we think we're in charge, there's always a higher authority.
我们时常认为我们自己有控制力，但是通常都会有更高的。
And if you feel this injustice in life and as you work and you think things are unfair, remember Ecclesiastes 5:8.
如果你认为这个世界不公平，你可以看一下传道书第五章第八节。
If you see in a province the oppression of the poor and the violation of justice and righteousness, do not be amazed at the matter, for the high official is watched by a higher.And there are yet higher ones over them.
传道书五章八节说：“你若在一省之中见穷人受欺压，并夺去公义公平的事，不要因此在意，因为有一位高过居高位的监察，在他们以上还有更高的。”
See, the point here is going through life. You might want to be in control of everything. You might want things to turn out your way, but Truly, is it vanity?
重点是我们在生活中，我们或许会时常要有控制，但是时常我们都不会有这个控制。这种追求控制的那个追求是否是虚空的呢？
So in the monotony of life and the cycles of it, Solomon tells us in conclusion that there. In verse chapter 3, verse 22a, so I saw that there is nothing better that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his lot.
所以看到这些无谓的生命，所罗门就总结说，故此我见人莫强在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份。
This is one of the six conclusions, and we look again at the next part of the problem, the vanity of wisdom.
现在我们可以看到下一个问题，就是不义的智慧。
So in Ecclesiastes 1:18, he says that for in much wisdom, much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
传道书一章十八节说，因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。
So we may think, okay, if life is so monotonous, maybe I should live wiser, like make better decisions, pursue knowledge.
我们或许会想，因为生活是无味的，那我们就要更有智慧的生活，要做出正确的选择，要有正确的
生活方式。And it is good to be wiser than to be foolish.
当然，听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。所以，做智慧的人是好过做愚昧的人。
But again, there's a moderation here from Solomon and says, do not be overly righteous and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Be not overly wicked, neither be a fool. Why should you die before your time?
当然在这里所罗门就给出一个平衡，他说不要行义过分，也不要过于自成智慧，何必自取败亡呢？不要行恶过分，也不要为人愚昧，而死呢。
So his conclusion is to tell us to live moderately and modestly, just as what 1 Thessalonians tells us to do.
所以他的总结就是说，我们要适当和谦虚的生活，就像在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十一到十二节所说的。
Let us aspire to live quietly and to mind our own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you.So that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one.
所以我们要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
Solomon's not asking you to be unwise, just as Ecclesiastes 8:5 tells us that whoever keeps a command will know or experience no evil thing.And the wise heart will know the proper time and the just way.
所罗门不是在跟我们说不要追求智慧，因为他在传道书第八章第五节也有说，凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患，智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理。
And yet he still concludes, even if you have all this wisdom, it counts for naught if you do not have God.
但是他的结论也有说，如果我们没有神，这些智慧都是虚妄的。
So what does he conclude again? And in Ecclesiastes 8:15 he says, and I command joy, for man has nothing better under the sun, but to eat and drink and be joyful, for this will go with him in his toil through the days of his life that God has given him under the sun.
所以他的结论是什么呢？就是在传道书八章十五节说，我就称赞快乐，原来人在日光之下莫强如吃喝快乐，因为他在日光之下，神赐他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得到的所得的。
It may sound very self-centered, but it's not. If we enjoy the life that God gives us, He receives the glory.
这个听起来有点像很自我，但其实不是。因为如果我们享受神所给我们的生命，这是荣耀神的。
If you can go to the Art of Meatball and enjoy a meal, it's a gift from God. Give thanks.
如果我们可以享受一碗面，我们就可以感谢神。
If you can play a game of badminton with your family, give thanks to the Lord.
如果我们打一场羽毛球，我们很享受，我们可以向神感恩。
See, the non-believer can enjoy the same things, but the difference is you can give thanks to God.
不信主的人也是可以享受同样的东西，但是差别就在于我们可以感谢神。
Because we know it's been given to us by God.
因为我们知道这些都是从神而来的。
Let's see another aspect of the problem that Solomon identified, the futility of wealth.
我们现在可以看 所罗门所查出的第三个问题就是无用的财产。
So, as you rush through life to gain wealth, after a while, nobody remembers who is the richest. The richest person 100 years ago, Rockefeller, but most people don't remember, and nobody will remember who's the richest 100 years from now.
所以就算我们不断地追求财富，我们也不会记得100年前最有钱的人就是 Rockefeller。
You see, all this money that people have, the large amounts, it's all given by God. In Ecclesiastes 6:2, it says, a man to whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing of all that he desires, yet God does not give him the power to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys them. This is vanity. It is a grievous evil.
所以传道书六章二节说，就是人蒙神赐他资财、丰富、尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能吃用，凡有外人来吃用，这是虚空，也是祸患。
There are a lot of very wealthy people who can't enjoy every cent that they've made.
世界上有很多有钱的人没有办法享受他们所赚的每一分钱。
And Ecclesiastes stretches this idea to include that even if you live 2,000 years, but you can't enjoy it, what's the point?
而传道书在六章六节也更转讲这一点，就是说。就算那个人活了千年，再活千年，却不享福，那又有什么益处呢？
Why not live a day and enjoy the day today that God has given you?
那为何不要享受今天，就是神所赐的今天就好呢？
So when it comes to money, there are two extremes, right? One, don't overspend.
所以讲到金钱，有两个极端。第一个极端就是不要过度的挥霍。
It's poor stewardship not to plan for tomorrow.
如果我们没有预备未来，就不是好管家。
If we love money so much, we will never be satisfied.
如果我们很喜爱钱，那我们就不会知足了。
He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth.With his income, this also is vanity.
贪爱银子的不因得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因得到利益知足，这也是虚空。
Do you work for the next salary increment?
你会为了下一次的加薪而工作吗？
I have to confess to you, I struggle with this.
我必须要向你们承认，我会在这一方面挣扎。
Sometimes I look at my paycheck like the way an unbeliever will look at their paycheck. When am I going to get the next one? And when am I going to get the next raise?
当我看到我的薪水的时候，会有时候就像非信徒所看他们的薪水的时候，就是会想，我要几时得到下一次的薪水呢？
This is wrong, because what God has given.Us is what we should be having now.
这是错误的，因为神所赐给我们的就是我们现在所要拥有的。
I'm not asking you to be careless and not work hard and not perform at your job.
我不是在跟你们说不要用功的工作。
But I'm saying don't love money.
但我的重点就是说不要爱金钱。
Like what Solomon wants us.
就像所罗门所。
The other extreme is to hoard money.
第二个极端就是要堆积财富。
Even if you have the money, you may not have the life to enjoy it.
就算你拥有那笔钱，你未必有那个生命来享受。
You see, hoarding is also discouraged in Ecclesiastes 5:13, where it says, There's a grievous evil that I have seen under the sun. Riches were kept by their owner to his hurt.
在传道书五章十三节里，所罗门也不提倡堆积，所以他说：“我见日光之下有一宗大祸患，就是财主积存资财反害自己。”
See, hoarding is also wrong.
所以堆积财富是错误的。
And in the New Testament, Mark 8:36 tells us that what should it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?
所以在新约马可福音八章三十六节也说到，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Is your faith in that bank account that you have?
你的信心是在你所拥有的那个银行户口吗？
Your soul is at stake.
你的灵是那个关键。
So what is our right attitude towards wealth?
所以我们对财富的态度应该是怎样呢？
Solomon concludes in Ecclesiastes 5:19-20. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth, that's all of us, and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil. This is a gift of God.For he will not much remember the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart.
所以总结就是在传道书五章十九到二十节所说的，神赐人资财丰富，就是所有人，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。他不多思念自己一生的年日。因为神应他的心使他喜乐。
You see, there's nothing wrong with enjoying the wealth that God has given you, but the problem comes when you forget that God has given you that wealth.
所以享受神所赐给我们的财富是不是错误的？但错误就在于当我们太过贪爱钱财的时候，而忘记神，这就是错误。
Can we go for a holiday in Shanghai?
我们可以去上海度假吗？
Sure. Can we enjoy what God has given us there? Sure.
当然可以。我们可以在那里享受神所给我们的一切吗？当然可以。
The difference is you can give thanks to God while enjoying it.
差别就在于我们在享受的时候可以感谢神。
You know where it came from.
你知道这些恩赐是从哪里来？
God has given you the wealth.
是神给我们这些财富。
And just as he gave, he can take as well.
而他所给的，他也可以拿走。
The fourth problem is the certainty of death.
第四个问题就是无奈的死亡。
So, in Ecclesiastes 2:18-19, part 1, you will see that Solomon highlights, I hated all my toil in which I toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who came after me, meaning after he passes from the scene, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool.
所以所罗门在传道书二章十八到十九节这里说，我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。也就是说，所罗门死后所继承他事业的人，那人是智慧是愚昧，谁能知道？
So again, he repeats the same idea that because sometimes a person who has taught with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it.
所以他在传道书二章二十一节也提到同样的一个原则，就是说。因为有人用智慧、知识、灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为份，这也是虚空，也是大患。
You see, this is vanity and a great evil because you are to enjoy that, but it's left to someone else because of death.
所以这也是虚空，也是大患，因为原本这些都是你所享受的，但是因为死亡。所以你就要留给其他人。
There's nothing better for a. So the conclusion again is there's nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil before he dies. That is, this also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat and who can have enjoyment?
所以总结就在二章24到25节说，人莫想如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福，也就是说在死之前享福。我看这也是出于神的手，论到吃用享福，谁能胜过我呢？
You see, all of us have a heartbeat now, right? Or quite a few heartbeats. That's a gift from God too.
所以我们现在所有人都有一个心跳，所以这个心跳都是神所赐给我们的。
This life is a gift from God. Enjoy it while you're alive.
这个生命是神所赐给我们的，所以当我们还生活的时候，我们就要享受生命。
So in Ecclesiastes 9:2, he says that the same event here, it refers to death, happens to both the righteous and the wicked.
所以在传道书9:2也说到，凡临到众人的事，就是死亡，都是一样。
And we see in 9:11 that.Again, I saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those who have knowledge. But time and chance happen to them all.
在九章第十一节也说到，我又转念，见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必能胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财。灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
So do you think that your wisdom got you to where you are today?
你认为你有的智慧是带领你到今天的所得到的吗？
Is it all from God?
所有的一切不是从神那里来得来的吗？
So the questions here, may be obvious, but are the happiest the wealthiest, or the wealthiest the wisest, or the wisest the longest living, or the longest living the happiest?
这里有一些问题，就是最快乐的人是最有钱的吗？最有钱的人是最有智慧的吗？最有智慧的人是最活最久的吗？活最久的人是最快乐的吗？
And your answer?
你的答案是
No.Because all that we have is from God.
所以答案是不是？因为我们所得到的一切都是从神那里来的。
Time and chance happens to us all.
时机和机会都是临到众人的。
Time and chance comes from God.
时机和机会都是从神那里得来的。
So again, in conclusion.What does Solomon tell us to do? Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do.
所以这一段的总结是什么呢？就是在传道书9:7所说，你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
Up to this point, can you still imagine a grumpy Christian?
到了这一点，你可以想。像到有一个不快乐的基督徒吗？
Always pulling a long face.
每次都拉长着脸。
Is it possible?
有可能吗？
If we read Ecclesiastes, we shouldn't come to that conclusion.
如果我们读传道书，我们就不可能有这个结论。
See, if that's not enough, he repeats it again and says, "Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your short life."Vain life that he has given you under the sun, because this is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going.
所以他在传道书9:9-10又在重复这一点，就是在你这一生虚空的连日，就是神赐给你在日光之下虚空。又也是短暂的连日，当从你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
So you can actually enjoy life. You can enjoy wisdom, you can enjoy wealth, you can enjoy pleasure.
所以我们可以享受生命，可以享受智慧，享受财产，享受喜乐。
But do it, remembering it's all from God and for the glory of God.
但是当我们在享受的时候，我们要记得这些都是从神而来，要把荣耀归给神。
This should help you decide what you can enjoy.
所以这就让我们认识到有什么东西是我们可以享受的。
And so in each of these sections, Solomon concludes and admonishes us to be realistic about life, knowing death will happen, knowing that injustices will happen, but to enjoy the gifts that God has given and to delight and trust in the Lord.
所以所罗门在每一段的结论都是要告诫我们要实际的面对生命，要享受神的恩赐，虽然有不公平，但是我们也要享受他们。
Trust God and enjoy what we do have rather than complain about what we don't have.
所以我们要信靠神，享受他所赐给我们的一切，而不要抱怨我们所没有的。
It's the same theme in 1 Timothy 6:17 where Paul says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
在新约里，提摩太前书六章十七节也讲同样的结论，就是说，你要嘱咐那些心事富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
You see, I want to raise our understanding of enjoyment to a theological level.
所以我要让你们认识享受，要从神学的观念上认识享受。
What is your view of enjoyment and God?
你对享受和神的观念是什么呢？
Can you see God's goodness in your life?
你可以认识到神的好在你的生命中吗？
I repeat, can you see God's goodness in all that you have today, this very moment?
我再重复多一次，你可以在你的生命中，在这一刻里认识到神的好吗？
Can you recognize that the delicious lunch we're going to have later is from God's goodness?
你可以认识到我们等一下要享受的午餐是从神的好吗？
Or do you think God doesn't want you to smile when you're eating, or just oh, no, must always, you know, be very serious. Now, cannot show that I'm enjoying life.
或许你认为神不想要你享受，要你有一个忧愁的样子来吃你的午餐。
What kind of God do you think He is?
他是怎样的一位神呢？
Do you think that God is a killjoy who doesn't want you to enjoy life?
你认为神是一位不希望你享受生命的神吗？
If yes, repent now.
如果你的答案是，那你就必须要悔改。
God, we sang about how this is my Father's world.
我们刚才有唱到，这是我们父的世界。
Yes, it's tainted by sin. But there's still a lot of good that the Lord has left for us to enjoy.
虽然这世界有犯罪，但是总体来说还是有很多美好的，所以我们要享受。
And in Colossians it tells us that whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
哥罗西书三章二十三到二十四节也说，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣。
Remember, it's from the Lord and for the Lord.
要记住，我们是为了神，是给神。
And Colossians 3:17 also states, And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
所以哥罗西书三章十七节也说，无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
See, there's a right way to enjoy and a wrong way to enjoy life.
所以享受生命有正确的方法和错误的方法。
And clearly, the right way is to give thanks to the Lord while you enjoy life.
正确的方法就是在享受的时候都要奉主耶稣的名感谢神。
Then the question might arise, what happens if I enjoy sin?
所以有些人或许会有一个问题，就是如果我享受罪怎么办呢？
That's not what God is asking us to enjoy.
那不是神所要我们享受的。
You see, this gentleman impacted my life by saying this very simple statement.
在荧幕上的这个先生是一个教授，他所说的这句话影响了我的生命。
As long as it's not sin, you can do anything.
只要不是罪，你要做什么都可以。
If you're picking out a piece of clothing to go out,If it's not immodest, you can pick any color of the spectrum. It's fine.
好像举个例子，如果你在选衣服来出街，只要这个衣着不是太暴露的，那你可以选，你要选什么颜色都可以。
Lunchtime, when the food comes, you can pick any packet you want.
当午餐来的时候，你要选择吃什么都可以。
Don't overeat.
当然不要过度的吃。
Don't take more than what you need, because someone else may need it.
不要拿多过你所需要的，因为其他人或许也要。
Because when you overeat, you're sinning against yourself, and if you take what is others, you're sinning against others.
因为如果我们过度的吃，就是在对自己的身体犯罪。如果我们吃别人所应得的，那我们就是在对别人犯罪得罪。
So every aspect of your life, whether you eat or drink, you can enjoy to the glory of God or not.
所以不管我们，所以我们在生命的每一个部分，我们都可以为神的荣耀而享受生命。
If this point hasn't hit home, here's a simple diagram to explain it.
在这里我有一个简单的图表来跟你 再重复一次讲享受生命是怎样的。
See, the Christian and the unbeliever can enjoy pleasure, wisdom, work, wealth, health and life. But there's a difference.
基督徒和非信徒都同样可以享受乐趣、智慧、工作、钱财、健康和生命。但是有一个不同。
See, the Christian can enjoy all this in the Lord.
基督徒是在神那里享受这一切。
But the unbeliever without God can only enjoy all this for themselves.
但是非信徒不在神那里，他只可以为自己享受这一切。
Even if it sounds altruistic and they're doing it for a greater good of other people, it's still without God in mind, so it's not for God.
就算他们舍己，他们不是为了自己而做，但是只要不是为在神那里，不是为神，那他们都是自我为我为自己的。
How does this look like? It may seem the Christian would remember that life comes from God, and that the Christian is joyful despite circumstances, may arrange their life to glorify God.And is satisfied in God alone.
所以在神那里享受生命是怎样的呢？对基督徒，他会认识到生命是从神而来，所以他会无论面对什么情况都会喜乐。他也会以荣耀神为目的来安排他的生命，然后他也会只在神那里得到满足。
The unbeliever is the exact opposite.
非信徒就是正好相反。
And if you break it down, there are more than these, but an unbeliever can do things out of the appearance of holiness, this false piety.
如果我们在分得正细，我们可以看到非信徒，可以从表面上有一个虚假的虔诚。
Or they can have this quiet indulgence where people don't see it, but they're just enjoying it for themselves.
他们或许也有一个安静的自我享受，没有人看到，但是他们自己在享受。
Christian brothers and sisters, if you see yourself enjoying life like this, repent.
我的弟兄姐妹啊，如果你看到你自己对享受生命就像非信徒一样，你就要悔改。
If any pattern looks like you are doing it merely for yourself and not for the glory of God, stop.
如果你做任何事是为了自己，不是为神的荣耀，那你就要停止。
A very, very famous quote from John Piper must be repeated here. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
泰伯有一个很著名的名言，就是说，当我们以上帝为最大的满足，上帝就得着最大的荣耀。
No matter what stage of life you're in.
无论你在生活中的哪一个阶段。
And Piper didn't just come out of this from nowhere. Obviously, it's based on scripture. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
当然，泰伯不是凭空想象出这一节，而是他是根据哥林多前书10:31所说。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So we find that in Ecclesiastes, after discussing the problems, after introducing it in chapter 1-2 and discussing it from 3-10, Solomon reaches the solution.
所以在传道书第一到第二节介绍问题，还有第三到第十节里深入的研讨问题之后。所罗门就开始给那个解答。
And the solution is contentment.
解答就是要知足。
And we ought to live by faith now, enjoy the life we have, and remember God.
所以我们要因信而活，要享受这一生，要敬畏神。
First Timothy also repeats this idea in chapter 6, verse 6.But godliness with contentment is great gain.
提摩太前书6:6也同样的重复这个解答，就是说，然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大利。
So, in conclusion, what is the solution found in Ecclesiastes?
所以我们在传道书得到的解答是什么呢？
Correct your worldview.
我们要改。就是改我们的世界观。
And see that life as given by God is an adventure.
我们要认识到生活是神所恩赐的，是一个有趣的挑战。
Live by faith.
所以我们要靠着信心生活。
Life is a gift. Enjoy it.
生活是一个是神所恩赐的，所以我们要享受。
Just like when you give to your children a gift and they enjoy it, you're happy as well.
就像我们给孩子一个礼物，他们得到很多喜乐，我们也会很快满足。
And in chapter 12, he ends that life is a school. Learn your lessons.
在十二章里，所罗门也说，生命就像一个学校。要从中学习。
And remember that as short as this life is, God gave it to you, be a good steward.
最后我们也要想到，虽然这个生命是短暂的，但我们还是要做生命的好管家。
In Ecclesiastes 11, he again repeats, enjoy and rejoice in these days of your youth.
在传道书11:9，他又再重复多一次，就是我们要当快乐，要享受生命的。
And in 12:13-14, the conclusion of the matter is, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil.
所以在传道书12:13-14，他也给了这个总结，就是说这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的份。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Keep God in mind when you enjoy life.
当我们在享受生命的时候，我们要记得神。
Don't violate His commandments while you enjoy life.
不要违背他的，在我们享受生命的时候违背神的诫命。
The Westminster Shorter Catechism states at the beginning, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
威斯敏斯德小教要问答说，就是人的目的，人所要的目的就是要荣耀上帝，并以他为乐，直到永远。
Is this your chief end? Is this your goal?
这是你所要的目的吗？
In closing, I just want to remind you, don't separate God and your life.
所以总结，我要跟大家说，不要把神和生命分开。
Remember that God wants us to enjoy life, but it's God who wants us to enjoy life. So as we do it, we are doing God's will.
神要我们享受生命，记得是神要我们享受的。所以当我们在做这一切的时候，在享受生命的时候，我们在实行神的旨意。
There are many things we can enjoy.
我们在生命中有很多东西可以享受。
But we should do so with a cheerful and thankful heart all the time for what we do have, not what we don't have.
但是我们要有一个喜乐和感恩的心来享受我们所有的一切，而不是我们所没有的。
In closing, I want to share that 3 days ago,
在总结，我要跟你们就是分享一件事，就是三天前。
As I was preparing for this message,
当我在预备今天的讲道，
I came home from work at 10:30.
我10:30才回到家。
And Christabel, my eldest daughter, threw up in bed.
我最大的女儿在床上吐了。
I rushed her to KK Hospital.
我就赶紧把她带到医院那里。
And we were there till about 3 a.m.
我们在那里就待到凌晨三点。
And constantly I'm thinking, enjoy God for the life that He's given me.
而在等待的时候，我不停的要跟自己说，要享受生命，因为这是神所赐给我的。
And as I was driving her home, and she slept on my arm, and I felt the warmth of her head on my arm, I can truly say.I enjoy this life that God has given me.
当我在驾车回家的时候，当我感受到孩子在我靠在我肩膀睡觉的时候，我可以真正的讲，我真的享受神所赐我的这个生命。
I was also down with a flu at that time, so I prayed that God please give me relevant illustrations to help make this.Sermon clear.
当时我也是感冒了，所以我就祷告神可以给我正确的一些例子来把今天的信息讲清楚。
Because this message is very much for me as it is for you.
因为这个信息对我很重要，对你们也是重要。
Can we enjoy life in God?
我们可以享受在神那里享受生命吗？
Remember what Solomon is telling us. Enjoy the life that God has given you cheerfully. Be satisfied. Be contented. Fear God. Love God.
所以我们要记得所罗门在传道书所跟我们说的，就是要快乐的享受神所赐给你的一切， 要满足，要知足，要敬畏和爱神。
Whether you have 2 hours sleep or 8 hours sleep, praise the Lord.
无论你只有2个钟头的睡眠，还是8个钟头的睡眠，你都要感谢神。
Whether you have money or not much money, praise the Lord.
无论你有很多钱，或是不是很多钱，你都要感谢神。
Whether your job is very enjoyable or not, enjoy God.
无论你的工作是简单或是很困难，你都要感谢神，要享受。
If you haven't been enjoying God, I invite you now as we close in prayer to thank God for all that He's given you.
如果你一向来并没有享受神所给你的一切，我就邀请你在我们结束祷告的时候感谢神所赐给你的一切。
To the Christian, that is my encouragement to you.
身为基督徒，这是我所给你们的鼓励。
And not mine, but Solomon, whom God has used to write Ecclesiastes.
而不是我的，是神通过所罗门所写给我们的传道书。
To the unbeliever, you have no hope.
对非信徒，你没有希望。
Because the monotony of life under the sun will just keep spiraling if you do not acknowledge the God who gave you this life.
因为对非信徒，只要你没有认识到神，那无畏的生命就会不停的旋转，不停的持续。
Unbeliever, I invite you today to repent and enjoy the life that God intends for you.
如果你还没有信主，我就希望你可以先悔改，并且可以正确的享受神所赐给你的生命。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life that you did give us. We thank you for the provisions of life, not just physical life, but spiritual as well. We thank you for the new life in Jesus that we believers have.We thank you that we can have the peace of God that surpasses understanding. Help us then to be satisfied today in all that you've given us, to be contented and to enjoy the life you've given us with a cheerful and thankful heart. We commit our lives into your hands and may we move forward from today, each day, to enjoy life in you. Not selfishly, not sinfully,but in a manner that glorifies you. May we have a cheer about us that's different from unbelievers, because we know where our enjoyment comes from. We commit this entire church into your hands and all that have heard your preaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.